left 10. Barr jumps it in, and it's Barr. He spins into the end zone for the touchdown. Watching greatness on one end. In LeBron, there's a dude with 35 in white getting it done defensively and then offensively, taking over the fight. Mama, there goes that man.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this week's edition of the Waterboy Experience. I am your host, the Waterboy himself, Davis McLemore, and we thought this was going to be a slow leak, but boy, were we fucking wrong. We got a lot of news to cover this week, a lot of drama going on in the world of Formula One, as well as a review of the NFL season, all 32 teams ranked after many grueling hours and arguments and throwing things. And also, we're going to briefly go over some bad news towards the end of the show. But here to join me with all of that and to give us the breaking news, the two breaking news segments of the show in Formula One, the Red Bull chugging son of a gun, the CEO and CFO of Nye Productions, Mr. Jason Shaddix. Jason, how are you?
They wouldn't let us have 1 week.
They won't let us sleep.
1 week. That's all we ask. 1 week.
They watch us in our sleep. They are looking through our windows. They're in our bars. They're in our cars. They're everywhere we go. We can't escape them.
All we wanted was 1 week where we could just do something light, not do so much research, and just chill before we did the Super Bowl review, and we went on vacation for about a month. But no, they would not let us have our little break.
We just wanted a quick 35-minute episode, and we can't even have that.
After going an hour and a half and then cutting out entire segments out last week and making it just under an hour. Yeah, so they wouldn't give us that. So we might as well get through with this. Let's talk about the big thing that's going on in the world of Formula One.
Which big thing? There's two of them.
Three.
Three. Oh, my God.
So on January 25th, General Motors announced that for the 2028 season, Cadillac will be supplying engines to Andretti. Not even 2 days later, Formula One said, you know, after reviewing Andretti's application to join Formula One for the 2025 or 2026 season, we unanimously say, get the hell out of here, Jack. Don't come back. Don't let the good Lord hit you on the way out.
Was it, hold on, so I'm a little confused why they said no, and it's my understanding if this is anything like the NFL, all of the teams have to agree to it as well. What's going on? Why can't they get along?
Money.
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 It's not American, oorah.
No. So the big thing that Formula One said was that Andretti didn't bring enough to the sport, enough attention to the sport, and it would be Formula One driving attention to Andretti, forgetting that the fact that Andretti has been an IndyCar and has been a staple in American racing for God knows how many years now. They just don't see any profit in it. Instead, they rather keep a shit American team run by a guy that doesn't even want to open up his wallet to make his team even better and who are going to be at the end of the fucking standings.
Well, and maybe that's one of the things that the FIA is kind of skeptical about.
No, not the FIA. The FIA approved the team.
Okay.
Formula One didn't. Liberty Media didn't.
That's right. Two different entities. But maybe that's what Formula One was turning them down. That's the reason why, is because they don't want another Haas situation. Because let's face it, at this point, Haas is just taking up space. And, you know, they're your last two cars on the grid consistently.
Well, that's the thing, though. Andretti is actually putting a lot of money into this. They have their own facilities up and running. They're going to make pretty much as they can in-house. The stuff that is mandatory that everybody has to get, and it's the same part, they're getting those same parts. The only thing that they're getting from another team is the engine, and they're going to have to use the Renault engine for 2026 if they were going to be on the grid. But And here's the interesting thing. Formula One said, we're not going to accept you now, but when 2028 comes and Cadillac is with you, then we can reconsider because it changes everything.
Okay. So they're really going for Cadillac. That's the buying point.
It is. But here's the thing. There is no guarantee that they'll get in, even if Cadillac builds the engine, because they're saying, okay, we're going to build the engine, but now that Andretti didn't get in 25 or 26, GMC's probably thinking, okay, so how do we get a guarantee that we are going to be on the grid in 2028? Because in order to build an engine for Formula One, we have to pour in tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. And yet there's no guarantee we're going to be on the grid.
I don't know. That's crazy.
The only way they can do it is if they get an agreement from another team. Say, Williams agrees to a deal with Cadillac and they'll be using Cadillac engines. But again, you run the risk of, well, we're going to pour hundreds of millions of dollars into this, but Williams isn't our team. It's Andretti, and Andretti's not on the grid.
This is the team that we're invested in. Why would we, you know, and let's face it, Williams is a mid-card team at best. You know, why would you want to invest so much money in a team that, you know, everything else might be wrong with the car? Maybe it's not just your engine. Maybe it's the strategy. That's also why you probably wouldn't put your engine inside a Haas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you also have to think about, okay, well, there's a little bit of like reputation and money that comes with the fact that Andretti's an American team and it's going to be powered by an American car. Would they want to have, say, a European team powered by an American car if the big selling point is this is America power?
Logan Sargeant would have to be one of your drivers.
Probably somebody better out there.
Oh, yeah, but he's American.
There's probably somebody better American out there.
There's no better American.
Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, God. Get out of here with that shit. So anyway, let's move on to the other breaking news.
Well, that was the big news thing that we were originally going to talk about for this week. And then on Thursday, February the 1st, hell broke loose in Formula One. The unthinkable happened twice, because this isn't the first time that Lewis Hamilton has broken Formula One fans, because back in 2012, Lewis Hamilton announced that he was leaving the proven McLaren team to go and race for the unproven Mercedes team. And everybody was like, why would you leave McLaren, who is a front runner, who gets podiums, who gets you wins, for a team that hasn't even scored a podium? Or a win, at least.
And see how that turned out for him.
Exactly. So that was the first time that Lewis Hamilton broke everybody's mind, and they were like, what the fuck were you thinking? And then it was like, holy shit, this was the greatest decision ever. And now you have Lewis Hamilton, and this is how it happened. Early in the day, everybody was posting rumors about Hamilton going to Ferrari. At first, I didn't think a lot about it, because I was like, this happened last year and the year before. Usually when Lewis's contract is up, there's like, oh, there's rumors that Lewis Hamilton is going to Ferrari. Never happens. Except, and I noticed this, and this is what really tipped me off to, oh shit, there's something going on. Well, Sky Sports, the one who do the main presentation for Formula One almost globally, they posted the rumor, and I'm like, oh shit, if they're posting a rumor, there's truth behind that. And then at the end of the day, they announced that Lewis Hamilton would be replacing Carlos Sainz for the 2025 season, and he will be racing in Ferrari.
And just like that, the devil said, hey, turn the AC up. Because yep. Hell froze over.
Exactly.
This is almost like Tom Brady going to the Buccaneers.
Except he wasn't pushed out.
No. But you understand what I'm saying.
It's the same thing. But will he repeat the same thing, though? Will he get his eighth world championship?
Well, and we talked about this when it, you know, when everything was breaking. But my big thing was, this might not necessarily be Lewis Hamilton trying to win another championship. This could be Lewis Hamilton trying to build something. Because Ferrari is that team that is close, but it's missing something.
Well, to contradict that, I will have to say that Lewis has been part of the Mercedes family since he was 13 years old. They have been back in his career almost his entire life. When he was at McLaren, the car was powered by a Mercedes engine. And it wasn't until Mercedes finally figured out everything and they were about to start the new regulations that Michael Schumacher said, "Hey, I'm retiring again." And they said to Hamilton, "Well, do you want to race for Mercedes?" And he left McLaren for Mercedes. So you're talking about the one team, the one company that has been backing him up since he was 13 years old, the one who got him to Formula One, the ones who told, because if I remember right, Ron Dennis, the guy who used to be in charge of McLaren, he didn't want Lewis Hamilton on the team at first. And Mercedes had I think a 50% stake in McLaren, and they said, "We want Hamilton in for the 2007 season. He almost won the world championship. And next year he won the world championship. It was at McLaren, powered by Mercedes. And then he won 6 more championships with Mercedes. So to me, it says more about the fact that he's not leaving Mercedes to build something else with Ferrari. Because yes, he does love Ferrari. Everybody loves Ferrari. Every driver on the grid has always said, "I would love to drive and win a championship for Ferrari," because that's the thing. It's like before the Patriots went and, you know, completely destroyed their legacy, everybody wanted to play for the Patriots because you knew, like, hey, there's prestige with winning with the Patriots, just like there was prestige winning with Alabama.
Everybody wants to win a World Series with the Yankees.
Exactly. It's the same thing.
But my thinking is, I think this was a decision that was kind of made because look at the past couple years. He's been losing faith in those cars.
And that's what
he's been getting frustrated with it. That's why I think his loyalty was kind of put to the test. So now he was thinking, well, maybe I should go somewhere else because they're not doing things the way that I want to do them anymore. So, which, you know, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but you can tell just listening to the audio from the race, they're not catering to him as much as they are anymore. So I think the time to leave was now.
But here's the thing. Okay. Yes, I do agree. And that's what I was getting at, that he doesn't see faith in Mercedes. But to fight that, I have to say, okay, maybe they're not catering to him, but the way he's used to driving isn't something that's available to Formula One at the moment, because while downforce is generated by the front and the sideway, the front and the rear wing and the side pods and all that, most of the downforce is generated by the floor. And before, it was the entire upper body of the car. So now my thing is, well, how can you cater to Lewis Hamilton when Lewis Hamilton, his entire Formula One career, has been driving cars that have been powered by the aerodynamics of the front wing, the body, and the rear wing? And nowadays, yes, while that is still important, it's not as important as the underfloor. Because you've seen those pictures of the underfloor when Checo crashed. You saw the Ferrari, the Red Bull, and how complex it was. And then you saw the Williams, and you saw how simple it was. So that's my thing. Like, do you cater to Lewis Hamilton? But Lewis has only been driving cars that didn't have ground effect. So that what he wants out of the car, maybe it's not viable with the cars nowadays.
Maybe not. But
it's kind of like, and you and I talked about this, it's kind of like playing old school football, like doing all those old school plays in modern times. Will it work?
No, it won't.
It's almost kind of a similar thing.
But you kind of said, do you cater to what Lewis wants in the car? Now, that's another thing that I think is really smart for Ferrari, because that car has been flawed the past several years. And it's not just the car, it's also the strategy, which is another thing I think Lewis Hamilton can help with, is develop an efficient car, but also strategies and, you know, racing situations, all that kind of stuff. And that's something that Charles needs to learn if he wants to be the number one driver going forward.
I mean, technically he still is, because he is the golden boy.
Right. If he wants to stay, then he's got to start proven some results because Carlos is out.
And you know what's funny? Carlos was the one who was butting heads with the strategy team.
Oh, yeah. But if anything, Carlos has been...
the better driver.
The much better driver. He's been consistent.
The first year, you gave him some leeway because, you know what, it's Carlos Sainz. He just got to Ferrari. He's learning how things are done at Ferrari. Second year, you're like, okay, this is not working. But then last year, you're like, okay, he's picking up stride. He's telling them, this is what we're going to do because this is what I need to do. So I think it's a mistake replacing Carlos. I really do think so. I think the pairing of Charles and Carlos was very important because it went 50-50 in that team. Yeah. And nowadays, even if Charles got a little bit more his way before, now you're thinking, okay, this is a 7-time world champion coming to race in Ferrari. Are you going to do the suggestions of the guy who's going to stay with you in the long run? Because Charles has said he wants to win with Ferrari. He wants to retire with Ferrari. So you're looking at Charles staying for the next 5 years. Lewis Hamilton, and we don't know the actual like details of the contract, but the contract apparently was in Mercedes, he wanted a long-term deal. Mercedes gave him a one-year contract with a one-year extension. So 1 year plus 1 year. And for Ferrari, it's being said that he was given a 2-year contract with a 1-year extension. And apparently he's getting paid like over $100 million a year. And he's got an ambassador role. And apparently, and this is rumors and speculation, but apparently he wanted a role as an ambassador for Mercedes. And either they didn't want to give him the role or they only wanted to give him for the role for a year, but he wanted the role until 2035.
What exactly does an ambassador do?
Spokesperson, essentially.
Oh, okay.
You're kind of like...
it's the title.
Yeah, you're kind of like the mascot.
Okay. What's wrong with Mercedes doing that?
He wanted until 2035. They only wanted to do a 1-year thing.
Why wouldn't you give him that for until... I'm starting to think Mercedes doesn't appreciate Lewis as much as they should.
Well, here's the thing. Also, you have to think about it like this. There's only been one time where a world champion has reached 7 championships. And he was defeated both times afterwards by a young rookie. In Michael's case, that was Fernando. In Lewis's case, that was Max Verstappen. So they're probably thinking, look, Lewis isn't a spring chicken. I think he's like 35 or 36.
Yeah, he doesn't have much longer.
And you got George Russell, who's been groomed to be the guy at Mercedes.
And he will be.
One of these days.
Yeah.
So I think Lewis thinks he has more time, like he has more time in himself. I don't see him being like Fernando and being able to drive at the top level for much longer. Because one of the things that David Coulthard has said in his podcast is you don't lose the speed. You lose the will to fight for those hundredths of a second. That's what you lose. And that's why you start getting slower because you go, should I really risk it? I don't need to risk it. What do I need to prove?
So you think that's what's happened with Hamilton over the past?
I think Mercedes thinks so. And I think Mercedes was willing to, you know, let him be in the team as long as he wanted. That's the thing. It was a 1-year contract, but I bet they were going like, you know what, after everything Lewis did, unless he completely just bombs every single race, he's going to be with the team until he wants to retire. But he enacted his clause to leave the team. But now he's in Ferrari. And now the other question is, okay, who's going to get the seat at Mercedes?
And that's the really big question. We know who we're hoping for.
Realistically speaking, though.
Realistically, no. But how cool would it be if it was Mick?
I think Mick's got... If I was them, I would definitely put Mick in that seat.
For at least a couple races. Just see what he can do.
Just tell him, look, this is your one opportunity.
Don't fuck this up.
Don't fuck this up. But yeah, that's what's going on. And then today, what is it? No, yesterday, February the 5th?
Some 6th.
5th. No, yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Yeah.
Well, this Dutch newspaper, Die Telegraph, something like that. They released an basically they released an article where they asked Christian Horner and Red Bull, what do you think of these allegations? And from what I can gather, there's no actual allegations. Like, we don't know what the allegations are right now.
You didn't say anything.
No.
You didn't say what was going on.
Exactly. So what is being theorized is that the newspaper learned of this, of like, okay, somebody's going to come out with allegations. We want to get the heads up on the story. Let me ask Red Bull. And Red Bull essentially went, huh? Shit, we got to investigate this shit. So right now people are saying, oh, there's a rumor going around that Christian Horner sent inappropriate pictures to a female employee. False. No one who is reputable has reported that. Because everybody wants to know, okay, what is Christian Horner being investigated for? Because it says inappropriate behavior, but that's it. There's no, like, we don't know if it's from an employee, from somebody else. We don't know if it was sexual in nature, or we don't know if he just yelled at somebody.
Now, you did tell me earlier today that Christian Horner is known to be a rather angry man when he gets angry, correct?
Well, to be fair, David Coulthard has pissed off a lot of people prior to Christian.
Yeah, but also, and his driver is Max Verstappen, the pissiest of the pissed off. So there's no actual fruit to it. There's nothing there.
No, there's nothing.
He didn't fondle some woman in the car.
Not as far as I know.
Okay.
What we do know is that Christian, a lawyer or representative, said it's all false. Red Bull began to investigate him. They hired an outside lawyer, and apparently they're holding a meeting this Friday, and somebody inside Red Bull is rumored to have told Christian to resign. But the thing is, what are you going to resign about if nobody knows what's going on? Because usually in Formula One, if there's problems with a company, you hear about it. Alpine.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing about Red Bull.
Until
Monday.
Yeah. If he resigns, does that mean that there was actually something?
If he resigns this Friday, maybe. But I don't think there's anything in there. And then here's the thing. Christian has been the team principal since the team began in 2006.
Since day one.
And there's a journalist for F1 who's coming out and saying, well, there's a clause in Adrian Newey's contract that says if Christian's out, so am I. And it also says if Adrian's out, so is Christian.
Why would you put that in there?
Well, from what I understand, Adrian Newey has a lot of power and influence in how the car goes because Christian has that much faith in him.
Oh, first off, who's Adrian Newey?
He's the guy that designs the aerodynamics of the car. He's the big wig behind that. He has more championships than Ferrari does.
So if he goes, then it's really... I mean, if Christian Horner goes, it's a big problem. But if Adrian Newey goes, it's a really, really big problem.
Yeah, because then who's going to design your car from now on? Because Adrian Newey is known to be essentially a computer. Because he can look at a car and he can tell that aerodynamic part is not fit that car. It's not fit in that car. He, like, you know how they have wind tunnels to test the aero of the car?
He's like a human wind tunnel.
Exactly. He can tell. He could see the air, how it's going to go in his head.
That's so cool.
It is. So if he leaves, they're fucked.
Unless he trained somebody really well. But I mean, you can't really teach that.
No.
Yeah.
No. So if Adrian leaves, Red Bull is fucked. If Christian leaves, Red Bull is fucked.
If they both leave, Red Bull is fucked. Double fucked.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And if that happens, you know Max is going to leave.
Oh.
He's got a performance clause. If the car is not competitive, he can jump ship. And who doesn't
want? Max Verstappen signs with Ferrari.
Partnered with Lewis Hamilton.
Oh my God. Can you fucking imagine?
It'll be Brittany and Hamilton 2.0.
Yeah. But anyway, I guess that was our Formula One news of the day.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes. Are we done with that stuff?
What stuff?
With all of this new stuff, can we go to the Formula One, not the Formula One, but the NFL season review?
What's wrong? What are you doing? You're antsy to go to the NFL. This is new.
There's a Vince update.
Well, let's get that out of the way. What's going on?
Come on.
We got you shouldn't have said anything. Yeah, I haven't been keeping up with this shit.
Yeah, I have.
You have, but I haven't.
All right, you want to hear about it?
Let's get this out of the way first. Yeah, let's go.
So the federal government is investigating Vince McMahon. And by the federal government, I mean the Federal Bureau of Investigation is investigating Vince McMahon on the sexual misconduct and trafficking allegations. And this is all rumored and speculation, but it is rumored that they've been investigating him for a while. And last year in August, his house was raided.
What, really?
Yeah, don't you remember the FBI raided his house? Yeah. In August, they raided his house. They took all his stuff.
What? I didn't know that. Holy shit.
At the time, people thought that it was because of they're checking to see if he had inside trader knowledge when he sold parts of the company and stuff like that. When you do that and you know something big's going to happen, you can get charged for inside trading. And they're saying, okay, so maybe Vince knows something. And that's what people thought. Now they're saying the FBI has been investigating him about these sexual misconducts for a while.
So, what's her name?
Janelle Grant.
Janelle Grant is not the first person to bring this up.
As far as we know.
As far as we know. And she's the first person to bring it out publicly now, and everybody knows about her.
Yes, and according to Janelle Grant's lawyer, they're receiving a lot of phone calls at her law firm saying that they're willing to talk. Not only victims, but people who knew of stuff.
This is not good.
No, it's not.
This is only going to get worse. I feel like this stuff only gets worse day by day.
And hold on, it gets a little bit worse. So on February the 3rd, which was Friday, I believe. No, that was Saturday. Dave Meltzer was talking on his newsletter podcast that he talked to stars in WWE and he asked, okay, what are they saying? They said, well, upper management isn't saying anything. They're telling us Vince isn't going to be here and let's focus on the good side of Royal Rumble.
That's basically what was the center of Triple H's conversation at the press conference after the Royal Rumble.
Which a lot of people give Triple H shit because he basically said, I don't want to talk about it.
What's the guy supposed to say?
He's not the head honcho of the company. He has somebody else to answer to, and he's probably not allowed to talk about it.
Probably not.
That's coming out. And then the big thing that came out on Friday was that John Laurinaitis got a lawyer, and the lawyer came out and said that John Laurinaitis refutes these claims and says, if anything,
he's a victim. Yeah. Oh, man. That was when I realized, I was like, holy shit, they're going to fight this, like, big time.
No, that's when I realized, and a lot of people also realized, you stupid motherfucker, if you're saying I was a victim too, you're basically saying, yes, all of this did happen, but I was forced to do it. And like Jim Cornette said on his podcast, when they were going to those early breakfast morning meetings, because remember, he scheduled her for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. He couldn't have said to her, hey, you know what? Let's just sit down and let's just tell Vince that we did things, but we didn't really do things.
Well, no, of course. John Laurinaitis, this is the guy that apparently would hire people to the WWE out of lingerie magazine. And you're telling me he sits down with this woman in a room and he's not going to try? Yeah. But you remember when they had the supposed three-way and she asked, has anything like this ever happened before? Neither one of them answered.
No, he looked at Vince.
He looked at Vince.
And he gave him that look like, what have you been saying?
Yeah.
And then Vince forced his tongue down her throat.
Yeah, basically.
Not basically. That's what happened. Allegedly.
Well, I mean, John Laurinaitis saying he's a victim, it's not alleged anymore.
That is true.
It's just about true.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That was the Vince McMahon segment.
And you know, a lot of people who have worked with Vince McMahon, and not just as wrestlers, but as behind the scenes producers or people who have worked with him in creative and stuff like that, you know what they're saying?
What?
I didn't expect this to come out, but I believe he did it.
Yeah.
I don't really see people refuting that Vince isn't capable of doing it.
It's kind of like John Gruden when he went, well, I don't remember saying that, but it sounds like something I would say.
Yeah. Exactly. It's that same situation all over again, except 10 times worse.
Oh, yeah. Billions of times worse. Well, you want to get in the NFL?
I've been trying to for 10 minutes.
Well, now we can. You don't have anything else you're hiding from me, are you?
I'm a woman.
All right, let's get into the NFL. No wonder you're so into Taylor Swift.
I'm trying to think of a song to sing.
Don't start singing. Sarah, don't start singing on my show.
Back me up on the singing.
Don't start singing on my show. I can't do this.
All right. You ready to do this shit?
I sure am. Would you like me? Let me lead.
Hold up. I would like to preface by saying this is one of the silliest seasons in NFL recent history. Because
a silly little season.
Yes. You know why? This has been the season of the backup quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
How many teams didn't get their quarterback hurt?
That's actually an interesting question. Let me look up how many backup quarterbacks.
While you do that, I have some breaking news.
No, you don't.
I do.
Well, let me just...
No. This is breaking news. This is still wrestling news.
Oh, man.
ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery have come together to unveil their collaborative streaming sports service. This joint venture promised to offer an extensive array of sports content encompassing NFL, NBA, WNBA, MLB, NHL, NASCAR, college sports, UFC, PGA Tour golf, Grand Slam tennis, the FIFA World Cup, cycling, Formula One, and more. However, absent from the streaming services announcement or any mention of it is wrestling. Notably, AEW.
Whoa. No WWE, right?
Nope, because they're going to be on Netflix and Peacock.
That's right. Yeah. Oh. Burns, doesn't it?
You know the great part is? If you have the Disney Plus bundle, which comes with Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus, that means they're probably, because ESPN is owned by Disney.
Correct.
So they're going to combine ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery together to do sports. Doesn't that mean that you can get the new streaming service as part of the Disney Plus bundle?
I believe so.
So that means we can all finally start watching Fox games.
We can watch all the games as we should.
Because they're basically going to be streamed on Peacock, Paramount Plus, Amazon Prime on Thursday, and then Fox on this new service.
Also, have you seen Andretti and Cadillac's response to Formula One?
Yeah, they're basically saying they're disappointed.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, let's get on to this review.
Yeah, let's get on to it. All right, so we would also like to preface that this is not official. This is just our review. We put this together after several arguments about where the Steelers should be placed. I never thought I would ever argue about the Steelers.
Yeah, and I got punched in the fucking face. Thanks a lot for that, you dick.
You think that's bad? You should see the other guy. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense anyway.
You're the other guy, you
I am the other guy.
Way to ruin a good joke.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of the other guys, we're going to start off at number 32, the Carolina Panthers.
You want to talk about a waste of space? It's the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
We're
moving on. At number 31, the New England Patriots.
Now, they didn't do the worst, because there's a few more teams that did worse.
But they're pretty bad.
And they got rid of Bill Belichick, which A, says a lot about the team, and B, they have this huge dynasty of winning. Where's that? They won 4 games this season?
It's not there anymore.
It's not.
So, I mean, you know, it is whatever. Mac Jones is not that guy and never will be that guy.
It was a mistake. Never. It was a fucking mistake.
The whole situation, as soon as they got Brady out, it all just came crumbling down.
Meanwhile, Brady won that Super Bowl ring.
Oh, yeah. The same season. but they pulled that keystone out of the bridge and it all just fell out. And they thought that would be okay, but they weren't. So here they are now. No Bill, no Tom. I mean,
no wins.
You don't recognize this team anymore.
You really don't.
No. Moving on, we're going to number 30, the Arizona Cardinals. When I think of NFL teams, just off of the top of my head, I'm thinking of different NFL teams.
The Raiders.
You know, the Broncos, Raiders, Packers, Chiefs, Rams, Dolphins, Niners, you know, whatever.
Even the Browns.
I always forget a team, and then I remember after searching it on Google that the team that I'm forgetting about is the Arizona Cardinals, the most forgettable NFL team ever.
I disagree.
Who? I forgot. I don't know.
It's number 29, the Commanders.
Oh.
You know why the only reason I don't forget the Cardinals?
Why?
Because I remember the St. Louis Cardinals, my favorite MLB baseball team.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I go, there's a Cardinals in MLB. There's a Cardinals in NFL. That's the only way I remember them. But the Commanders, for a long time, I thought the Commanders were in the state of Washington, not the provenance of D.C.
Washington, D.C. Commanders.
Why? Why D.C.? It's a shit place.
You want to know, well...
It is our capital.
The Washington, D.C. Redskins really didn't make any sense.
It really didn't.
No. And neither did the Washington football team.
Or the Commanders.
Or the Commanders, as a matter of fact. Commanders makes more sense than the Redskins, but...
I would have just moved the team to Washington, like the actual state.
I would have just moved the team to fucking...
But fuck Mississippi.
Anywhere. Anywhere's better. Move them to Atlantic City. No, that would be worse. But anyway, moving on to number 28. We can't.
We argued about this.
We did argue about this, but...
That's where the first punch came in.
That's where the first punch came. And the chokehold came later. When you look at the Los Angeles Chargers, you can't overlook the fact that they lost a game and let a team score 62 points.
I forgot about
that. Not even a good team. And that was my own team. Not even a good team scored 62 points on them.
Oh, shit. That's right. I was thinking the Dolphins.
No. That was earlier.
No, but I thought the Dolphins were the ones who scored the 67.
No, that was 72.
Ooh.
Yeah. But Los Angeles Chargers are at number 28. They're miserable, but things are looking up for them, I guess, because they got Jim Harbaugh.
And they're building a new $100 million training facility.
Yeah, good for them. So
it's going to be wasting money.
It's only up from here, boys. It's only up from here. At number 27, this was where the chokehold came in. The Atlanta Falcons. Now,
I didn't want them this low.
You didn't want them this low?
Look,
I wanted them lower.
That was the issue. I wanted them a little bit more higher because, okay, they're not a great team. They're not a great team at all. But they're not that bad. They're like Alpine, forgettable.
Yeah.
So I was like, if you're a forgettable team, you're not too low where we're like, you're a Jimmy Dumbfuck, you shouldn't exist. Or you're purgatory, but they're not a team that you're praising either. So they're like in the middle. So I was like, they have to be higher.
They don't really do anything. They don't win games. They also don't really lose them.
I mean, the only thing notable they did was get rid of their offense coordinator.
Yeah.
Who is now the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No. You got it switched up. They got rid of their head coach, who is now the offensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No. Didn't he become the head coach?
No, he's not the head coach.
So I fucked it up around?
Nah, yeah. Mike Tomlin's still the head coach of the
Steelers. Well, it's two teams that I really don't give a fuck about.
Yeah, anyway.
Next.
Moving on, we have at number 26, the New York Giants. All hail the New York Giants.
They were so good last year. What the fuck happened?
And there was a couple weeks this year where we were like, oh no.
No, I wasn't.
And the Tommy DeVito, passing Paisano.
You were.
I was hyped. I liked it.
I still saw the same shitty team as that I saw at the beginning of this season.
And look, the reason I put them this high is because of how much energy the fans were bringing them in that few weeks there. I mean, they were hyped up. They were excited. And there's still Giants fans out there. You just got to find them.
Not just like the Raider fans.
Oh, Raider fans are everywhere. You just got to...
Look in prisons?
Yeah, prisons all over the country. Number 25, we have the other New York team, the New York Jets. Now, I want to ask you a question.
I wanted to go lower.
You wanted to go lower?
I wanted to go lower because that team put all their money on fucking Aaron Rodgers. And what the fuck did I tell you about Aaron Rodgers? What the fuck did I tell you about Aaron Rodgers? Great Brian Last. That's the wrong show.
Well, but
what did I tell you?
And also, have you heard the rumors that they are going, they're looking to trade Zach Wilson?
Great. Now you got nobody.
As soon as Aaron Rodgers goes down again next year, now you really have nobody. I think that's a bad decision because I like Zach Wilson. We like the kid.
He's not great.
He's not great.
Nobody's saying he's great, but here's the thing.
But there was a couple times where he got the job done.
He did. But here's the thing. Who else are you going to hire this coming season?
There's not many other options for them.
How high are they in the draft? Because they don't have number one or number two pick.
I think they're a top 10.
Top 10. But who's got the number one and number two?
Well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, regardless, I don't think they're going to do anything. I think the next few years are just going to be complete dog shit if they get rid of Wilson.
Yeah, and then Rodgers will come back, he'll play a few games, and then he'll be out again, and then, you know.
We're taking bets on seeing what breaks next. I'm saying it's the ACL.
Well, I think another issue you need to do is you need to fire your head coach, Robert Saleh. Nobody has liked him, and he's been there way too long, but people always hype him up. I don't know why. I don't understand why.
They got to have some kind of hope.
They got to have some kind of hope somewhere, but it's not there.
Yeah.
Moving on to number 24, we have the Chicago Bears.
They got the number one and number two pick for next year.
Correct. I think so.
It's the Bears or the Browns.
Look, I don't know.
Justin Fields has been shit. I don't like Justin Fields. I don't see any potential in him. I know you want to trade for him for the Raiders, but I think he's a drizzling shit. I really do. That offense is the shit. That defense is the shit. The quarterback's the shit. Everything in that fucking team is a drizzling shit. And quite honestly, I want to boot them from the league.
Everything in Chicago is the drizzling shit besides Mindy's Bakery.
And CM Punk, but then you got Punk's body, which is a drizzling shit.
His body is built out of shit. I don't know. I think the Bears need to do something different at quarterback. So expect to hear that Justin Fields gets traded pretty soon.
You better not hope it's
the Raiders. I think he's the only athletic person on that team. I really do.
I don't know. I think the water boy over there is doing a really good job.
Hey, put him in. Go ahead. It worked for Bobby Boucher.
Okay, so it's been announced then. We're trading Davis McLemore for the water boy of the Chicago Bears.
With that offensive line, no, I'd rather not. I'll sit this
one out. With those fans.
I'll pull a Eli Manning and I'll just refuse to play. Did I ever tell you that story?
Yeah.
About Eli Manning? Well, no, it was his dad, Arch Manning, refused to play for the Chargers, and then they had to trade him to the Giants.
Well, remember when the Patriots wanted to trade Rob Gronkowski to the Lions, and he just said, I'm retired. I don't know where you're trading me.
And then he came back and played the next year. God damn it.
He's good. You can't deny him.
At number 23, we got the Tennessee Titans.
Forgettable.
Flashes of good, but there's nothing there quite yet. And
they're a fire that is just dying. It's been a few years since they were good.
They're smoldering. But
I just want to piss on them at this point.
And things aren't looking much better for them right now because Derrick Henry might be leaving.
Their head coach is out.
Their head coach, Mike Vrabel, was out, which I thought was a stupid idea. And I believe they hired Brian Callahan to be their next head coach.
Yes, I think you're right.
Now, they got a lot of questions at quarterback right now. You got Will Levis. You also got Malik Willis, who was a first-round draft pick, just straight-up dog. And I don't think we've ever seen him on an NFL field. He's just sitting there.
I think he's a first-round bust.
He might be a bust, but I don't know if it's because of him. I think it's because the Titans just haven't played him.
Why?
I don't know if he's good or not. I haven't seen him.
Why would you get somebody and not play him?
And the other thing was they didn't want to spend the time to invest in him at all.
Then why get him?
That's my thinking. So then you went out and got Will Levis, and now, oh, Will Levis might be the guy. Well, what if we never see him again? You know, it. The Titans are just a very confusingly run organization. I think we're stupid. Then I look at the Titans front office, and it makes me feel a little better.
And then you look at the Cardinals front office, and then you're like, well, we're the fucking Patriots in 2007.
No, I look at the Cardinals front office, and I'd be like, wait, this isn't the bathrooms. Anyway, we go to number 22, the Minnesota Vikings.
Like, same thing as the Giants, same thing as the Jets last year. Dude, they were so fucking good. They came out fucking rolling, and they just crashed to a steel hole.
Yes, and this was a team that was really plagued by a quarterback injury.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as Kirk Cousins went down, it hurt the whole team.
Yeah, and then they got that other kid. What's his name?
Oh, they got Hobbs.
And then didn't he go out after 2 weeks or something?
Yeah, he
like that?
Went down, and they started playing a few other guys, but, you know, nothing really came together there. This was a playoff hopeful team, and just because of the injuries, they just kind of fell apart.
I'll be honest, I don't think Kirk Cousins is the answer to Minnesota.
Well, Kirk Cousins isn't going to stay in Minnesota. This was his last year.
Huh.
So he's going somewhere else. Where? I don't know. But
free agency.
Well, for a while, we did think he was the answer to the Vikings, but I guess he doesn't want to stay there anymore. So,
well, I mean, do they want him?
If I'm a Vikings fan, I want him.
Well, if you're a Vikings fan, you already got the news hanging.
Yeah. Anyway, at number 21, we have the Cincinnati Bengals.
Plagued by injury, but at the same time,
disappointing.
Ever since they lost that Super Bowl, they've just been the drizzling shits.
Yeah. Disappointing. Like, it's just...
I think if Joe is good, it's good enough. Like, if he's a really good quarterback that's being held back by injury and by a bad team, ask for your trade because you're not going to last there. You're going to drown in that team.
And I feel like that's the only logical thing for him to do at this point is to get the heck out of Dodge. This is not the same team you almost won the Super Bowl with.
But this is the same team that embarrassingly lost the Super Bowl.
But the other interesting thing is his wide receiver and his best buddy, Ja'Marr Chase, they asked him, how would you feel about another quarterback coming and playing for the Bengals? And he said, I'm not catching a pass from another quarterback other than Joe Burrow. So, I don't know. We'll keep our finger on the pulse of the Bengals for now. But we're moving on to number 20. And now that I think about it, they should actually be lower. But the Denver Broncos.
I told you they were lower.
What a confusing and crazy, what was the word you used earlier? Silly. What a silly season from a silly team.
They aren't as bad as they were last year. That is the, well, not even last year. We're talking about 2022.
Yeah.
2 years ago, they weren't that bad. Well, they weren't as bad as 2 years ago, but at the end of the day, it's like you improved, but you didn't really improve that much.
The interesting thing, the Russell Wilson project has not worked.
He's the same as Aaron Rodgers. He did good for the Seahawks, but he's not that great. He was carried by a team.
To the same token, the Sean Payton project is not working either.
Oh, God, no.
And I don't even think it's because they're, you know, mashing heads with each other that, you know, they can't get on the same page. They're all, you know, the office is all, you know, mad. The players are all mad. They're all pissed off. It's just nothing on that team right now is working.
It's not. I would not be surprised if they go 7-10 next season.
I don't expect for them to have a winning record. And there's rumors going on right now that as soon as this season is over with, once the Super Bowl happens and all that shit, they're going to cut Russell Wilson and he's gone.
I would cut Sean Payton too.
Yeah.
That's not working. Like
wipe
you said,
wipe the slate. Start over.
This is a team that is long gone from its glory days.
And what the biggest problem was, they were trying to latch on to other people's highs. Sean Payton is a Super Bowl winning coach, future Hall of Fame coach, one of the greatest to ever do it. Russell Wilson was a NFL MVP multiple years, Super Bowl winning quarterback, all this kinds of stuff. They were trying to latch on to whatever they had left, and they just didn't have any of it.
I'm telling you, Russell Wilson is Aaron Rodgers.
I think he's worse.
He is. He is.
Several years ago, there was a time where I would sit here and look you in the face and say, Russell Wilson is the best quarterback walking the face of the earth.
And I would look you back in the eyes, and I would have said, he's just as shit as Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Shit the fuck down.
No, shut the fuck down. Back then, you would have agreed with me.
No, I wouldn't. I can see.
You didn't pay attention to football back in, like, what?
But look.
2016.
Look, I can look back at shit like this year. And like I told you, that team's going to be the drizzling shit. This team's got something.
This team's the drizzling shits.
This one's not the drizzling shit. This one is diarrhea.
Well, at number 19, this is the right placement for them, and this is how I'm unbiased. This is the Las Vegas Raiders.
See, that's where I know you're full of shit, because I said the Lions. God damn it. I'm not used to us being so high, but the Raiders are worse than the Broncos.
We beat the Broncos twice this year.
That doesn't fucking matter.
How many times are the Broncos?
The Panthers got two wins. That doesn't mean that they're fucking better than the team they beat. You had a...
Now that I think about it, the only two wins came from beating the Atlanta Falcons. Panthers might be better than the Falcons. If you beat a team once, it's one thing. Am I going to sit here and tell you that the Raiders are a better team than the Chiefs just because we beat them once? Absolutely fucking not. But if you beat a team twice...
Well, we didn't get
our... Convincingly, which is what we did against the Broncos, you got to put us over the Broncos.
We didn't get our opportunity to beat them twice.
Yeah, but you got to think...
Now, look, this is why I'm putting them lower. They have a shit head coach.
Raiders?
Yeah. Shit stain.
He's gone.
I know, but I'm talking about the season. He was still there.
Oh, they had a shit...
Oh, yeah, they had a shit head coach. They had talented players... which they didn't use. You have a stupid owner who likes to burn through money like it's nothing. And now your two biggest rivals in the NFL are playing in your own stadium, using your lockers, using your field, using your goddamn toilets. This proves that the Raiders are just so fucking bad. And I know you got faith in Antonio Pierce.
I think it's bad luck. You gotta give us some sympathy for, like, man, that's just bad luck, man.
Bad luck is what happened to us in the championship game. That was bad luck. Well, it wasn't bad luck. It was just the fact the Niners are a whole different beast of a team. But
you choked. You guys choked.
When's the last time you've been to a championship game?
I don't know, but we haven't choked a game in a while.
Yeah, you did.
We either lose them or we just lose them.
No, you've choked.
We've choked, but we haven't choked in the playoffs.
We didn't lose to a high school football coach whose only win came at beating the Raiders. I can go on all day, son.
What was that team? Y'all lost to a team that we beat, and I was trying to bring it up.
Regardless, the point is mute. You guys are the drizzling shits.
But that's why you guys are at number two.
No, look, there's a reason why I never wanted to pick your team when we were picking teams. And it's not just the fact that we needed two different teams for the water boy. No. I didn't want to pick your team because your team is stupid as fuck. They let go of Rich. That was the dumbest decision you have ever made. You had faith in dumb fuck when I told you that guy is not going to get you anywhere. And you were like, now hold on a second there. I've been watching football since I was ye young. Okay. I know what I'm talking about. I think he's going to bring in a lot of good
things. Well, you could see why I would be misled back then, fucking 2 years ago.
I wasn't even into football and I knew that was a dumb decision.
You just say everything's a dumb decision.
Because it is a dumb decision. Have I been wrong
about that? No, but there are other things that you've
eaten. I rest my case, Your Honor.
There's been other things you've eaten crow about, but no.
Okay, look, I've eaten crow about the Niners, all right? I'm going to fucking just, I hate the Niners, all right? And it's not because of that game. I just don't like the Niners, and I'll eat crow about that. But the Raiders are a drizzling shit team. They should They shouldn't even be allowed in the NFL. That's what I say. They should be demoted to high school football because that's the only thing they're good at is playing shitty, mediocre football because it doesn't matter how good of a wide receiver you have or of a quarterback that you have, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken shit.
We beat the Chiefs.
So did we. The team that went 0-6.
We beat them worse than y'all.
We went.
I'm sorry. Did y'all put 62 points up on a team?
It was the Broncos.
So, did y'all put up 62 points this year? And it wasn't the Broncos.
Just put us against the Panthers, and we'll put up. We'll go 64-0.
No, knowing y'all, y'all will probably put up fucking 20 points going to halftime and then choke.
It happened against the best team in the NFL.
So,
I don't consider that a joke.
That's a choke. A choke is a choke.
I hope Antonio Pierce fails and is fired by the end of the night.
You
even
don't mean
season.
That.
I mean that.
You don't
you
mean
piss me
that.
Off. I mean that.
No,
I
you
hope.
Don't. Oh my God. Shut up. But look.
And I hope that. What's his fucking face? Your wide receiver.
Who are you talking about? Black Devontae
guy.
Adams?
I hope
the black guy. Okay. I've been through that once. I can do it again.
Okay.
But the Raiders hire Luke Getsy for their offensive coordinator job. And yeah, so that's where the Raiders are at for right now.
Thank you for proving my point. The Raiders are drizzling shit. Moving on.
Number 18, we're going to the New Orleans Saints.
No disagreement. They're not bad, but
they're not
good.
Bad, but the Derek Carr project isn't really working. But I don't put all that blame on Derek Carr. Look who they have as a head coach.
I think that's been half of our reasoning. Look at who they have for a head coach.
Most of these teams have horrible head coaches.
And horrible players.
Or had horrible head coaches at the start of the season. But the Saints, their main problem is there's a big disconnect between the coaches and the players right now.
Yeah.
And so bad that Jameis Winston went rogue and did his own thing in the last game of the season because, you know, that coaching staff is just pissing him off. And you have a lot of players that are angry. You have a lot of players that want to leave. And it's because of Dennis Allen. It all starts with him. It all starts with the energy that you create in the locker room. He is not that guy. We learned that lesson about 10, 12 years ago.
With Carr.
Same with Zach, same quarterback.
Exactly.
It did not work. Dennis Allen should have never been a head coach in the NFL ever.
Moving on.
Moving on. The Seattle Seahawks. Now, Pete Carroll is gone. I don't see this changing much for the Seahawks. Pete Carroll has had good years. He's also had bad years. The Seahawks had good games. They also had bad games this year. But
look, this is the middle guy. This is the person where nobody really gives a damn. And quite honestly, unless you live in Seattle, do you really give a damn about the Seahawks?
No, unless you're living in 2014.
Yeah.
So.
Quite honestly, I don't see anything to crow about them, whether good or bad. So I think we should just move on.
Number 16, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
They got fucked by their quarterback getting hurt.
They really did.
Trevor Lawrence was playing like a god. Well, I'm not going to exaggerate. He was playing really good. And then he got hurt. And I remember what I told you. I was like, that's their season.
And that was.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. They were good early in the year. You remember at one point, they were the number one seed in the AFC.
I know. We were going like, how does this happen?
They were fucking rolling. And then he went down and just the wheels fell off and that was it. But
their game revolved around him.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he got hurt. And that's what happens when you kind of revolve it around one specific player, which I don't blame him because he's proven result.
He's your million-dollar boy.
But the thing is, going forward, do you have a lot of confidence in him? Because once somebody gets hurt, it's never the same.
I have a lot of confidence in him. He's.
I hope he does good.
Mainly because he's young. He's really young, and he's proven that he can come back from injuries before. So I've got some faith in him. Moving on, we're going to go to another team that was really fucked by their starting quarterback going out, the Indianapolis Colts.
I didn't really see much in the Colts this year. I know you were high on their quarterback. What was his name?
Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson. That's who you wanted it.
Well, he didn't even really have time to show what he had. I think he got hurt in like the second or third game of the year.
Wasn't it his ACL?
Yeah.
Look, ACL is a really delicate thing.
He's a guy that I don't see coming back the same because his style is very different than a Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Anthony Richardson runs around. He's like a Michael Vick or a prime Cam Newton.
Or Josh Allen.
Or Josh Allen. He runs around and he's able to rush it, get the extra yards. With a torn ACL, I don't think he'd be able to do that.
And I mean, if I was playing against him and I was not defending but attacking him, you know what I would go for?
You'd go for the legs.
You go for the legs. Why? Because that's his weak point. So I don't see any future in him, nor in the Colts.
But the good thing is, I do think he has a good arm. So if he can learn to adapt to that, don't rush as much, but use that arm because he's a dual threat. And he was. Now he's a single threat. But if he can just sit back in the pocket, invest in a good offensive line, and just throw, you've got good receivers on that team. You made Garner Minshew look good for certain spots in this season.
I still don't see him being good because when you're good at two things, that means you're equally good, but you're not great in either. And that's what I look at this kid. Like, he needs
unless to be, you're Lamar Jackson.
Well, how did that go for him?
Well, that was different. He's going to win NFL MVP.
I wouldn't give him that position.
Well, who would you give it to?
Whoever wins the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's cheap.
But it's the truth because you beat everybody else.
Would you give Brock Purdy NFL MVP?
No, I'd give it to Christian McCaffrey.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. Moving on, we're going to number 14, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Another team.
They're Alpine. They're forgettable. Nobody cares. People chanted, fire my Canada. They're now chanting,
hire Matt Canada. Yeah, this Arthur Smith hire was not a great idea. And I know the injury with Kenny Pickett hurt.
Look, same thing with Anthony Richardson.
That's a kid that
Kenny Pickett is not returning and he's not going to be 100%. And I think they should change.
Well, he was never good before.
No, he wasn't. That's why I'm saying. Yeah. Now he's never going to be.
Yeah. You would hope if he returned, you would hope he wasn't the same because anything's better than what he was doing before.
Exactly.
I mean, this was an offense that could not put up over 300 yards in a game. Granted, that was with Matt Canada, but still.
Now they got
comes back on the players to a certain point.
Now they got Arthur Smith, who is way worse.
Oh, well, yeah. You look at what he did as the head coach of the Falcons. I mean, jeez.
Nate told me, and he's our resident Falcons fan. He said, hey, I just saw the news. I'm sending the self-help line to my friend because he's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I'm telling him, you're going to need this because you're going to want to kill yourself halfway through the season. We've tried it with this guy. It doesn't work. You're fucked.
Yeah, I'm going to start the conversation here. Nobody else has really said it. I haven't seen anybody else talking about it, but I'm going to start the conversation. When is it time to let go of Mike Tomlin? He has been there for so damn long.
About 5 years ago, that's when the conversation should have happened.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit more.
He officially now, he's the longest I believe he's the longest tenured head coach in the NFL.
How many years?
At least 10. No, longer, much longer than 10. 15.
Jesus Christ.
Something like that. I mean, I remember him winning a Super Bowl with the Steelers when I was a kid.
I don't even remember.
He was around when Ben Roethlisberger was still there.
God, I don't even remember that. I wasn't a football fan, but I knew when the Super Bowl was going on, and I knew who won. I can't remember the Steelers winning.
Yeah, that's how long ago it was. But I don't see the Steelers getting better anytime soon, no. So we'll move on. Now, we argued about this one a little bit, but I think we came to an agreement. There was no physical contact when we brought this one up. And this list is including the performance in the playoffs as well.
Yes.
At number 13, the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, this wasn't the one we argued about. No, we agreed. I just said we probably should put them a little bit higher because of their record. And then you reminded me, well, don't forget about the last six games in a row they lost, plus the first round in the playoffs. In that case, I was like, you got me there, Jack.
Yeah. Everyone was so
hyped
about them. We were saying that they were the best team in the league early in the year.
The NFL was so worried about them that they were going to ban the tush push next season.
Yeah.
And you and I were talking about this earlier when we were doing the list. I was like, does it matter now? Do you ban it?
Looks like people figured out a way to stop it.
Exactly.
Like they were supposed to.
Now, Jason Kelce is gone. So that's one of your big aces.
Yeah.
So what do you have going for yourself? You got Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts hasn't been Jalen Hurts.
No, and especially late in this season and in the playoffs, he was not at all what the Eagles needed to make it that far. And the sad thing is, this is a team that we thought was going to go in and absolutely fucking kill it. They did not even win their division.
Didn't make it past the first round.
Didn't make it past the first round. An abysmal performance in the first round and the past last six games of the season. But guess who did win their division? Another team that went out in the first round of the playoffs.
But had a really great season.
Great season. They always have a great regular season.
I think this was a little bit better than the last few years.
Well, it might have been a little better. Might have been a little worse. I don't know. But coming in at number 12, the Dallas Cowboys.
Look, if you're a Cowboys fan, first off, don't listen to this podcast. We don't need you.
We don't need you around these parts.
But most importantly, if you know the Cowboys and you know Dak Prescott, you're not hyped, okay? You're not hyped at all for the season. For this past season, for the next season, you know what's going to happen. And lo and behold, what happened?
The exact same thing that happens every year. And I can take a bet on what's going to happen next year.
Yeah.
So,
and the year after that.
The year after that. As long as Dak Prescott and Mike McCarthy are there.
And most importantly, Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones, yes.
Because basically, doesn't Jerry Jones just want a yes man as a head coach?
Basically. Jerry Jones is the Vince McMahon of the NFL without the sex trafficking. Allegedly.
So far.
So far.
But no, here's the thing. Some people are saying, well, this is still America's team. We're still the most successful team. Yeah, because they fooled a bunch of idiots who don't know anything about football and are just bandwagons into believing this team is America's team. If any team was going to be America's team, it was the New England Patriots back when Brady and Belichick were in charge. Why? Because they were unstoppable every other year.
And now look at them.
Now America's team?
America doesn't have... Okay, we'll talk about America's team later. America had a team this year,
but we'll talk about Patrick Mahomes.
No, America didn't want that.
Oh, sorry. Taylor Swift,
oh, we shut salute. Up. All right, number 11, we have the Miami Dolphins. Not a great year.
Was Tua hurt this year?
He might have been off and on. I don't remember.
When he played, he had that one good game where they scored 70-something points. After that, did you really hear anything good about them?
No, you didn't. And I mean, they were very inconsistent throughout the whole year.
Let me ask you this, Davis. Is the Tua project worth doing even more? Or should we move on?
Give him another year.
What about Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill is working. Tyreek Hill has cemented himself, you know, as the best wide receiver in the league. But
then why keep Tua?
I think you need to replace that offensive line. Look, I think Mike McDaniel is, give him his credit. He's a little skinny ass white boy and he's doing his job, but his play calling needs a little bit of work. And I think Tua needs an offensive line to give him time to sit in the pocket and throw. Tua is not great if he is under pressure. Tua needs a pocket.
When you're in the NFL, you are under pressure. You are under pressure to perform. If you're in the Super Bowl.
No, I'm talking about under pressure from, you know, pass rushers. You know, you can't always have guys in your face. The defense can't always be right up your throat. You got to have a good offensive line.
But I'm still saying you got to at least be a little bit better at pressure when you got those guys on you, because that's when it's most important, not the fucking choke.
Well, that was the problem is, you know, the defense would only rush four and get pressure on him. And that's the crazy part. I understand rushing five or six or whatever, but you got to be able to hold your end of the deal up when they're rushing four and you can't do anything.
All right, I'll tell you what. One more year. I'll give Tua one more fucking year. If he doesn't do it, we have got to renounce the Dolphins, because this has been, especially towards the end of the year, an abysmal season, an embarrassing season. And quite frankly, personally, I'm done. I'm done. Until they get a new quarterback, I am done with the Dolphins. I'm not going to care. I'm not going to look up their scores. You can do that. I'm disappointed in this team, because I always told you, when Tua is healthy, he's good. But Tua has been healthy, and he hasn't been good.
Well, and I also want to give them a little bit of credit for the playoffs, because this team is from Miami, and they had to go and play in one of the absolute coldest NFL games ever. You're asking a lot from them in the playoffs.
What about the regular season?
Regular season, it wasn't as cold.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But they weren't that great.
So, I don't know. Up next, at a surprising place, probably one of the most surprising teams out there, the Houston Texans.
Good for them.
Great for them.
Not expected at all.
No. I mean, God, no.
Nobody even realized they were going to the playoffs until week 18 when they won.
Yeah. And I mean, CJ Stroud, that investment is working, and I think it'll continue to work.
I think they should have patience. They should improve their holes and keep their heads up, because they did a real good job.
Oh, yeah. They did great. Number 9, another team that we did not expect to see here and who impressed. We jumped on Team Joe, the Cleveland Browns.
We were we wanted them to go against the Lions at the Super Bowl, but realistically speaking, never going to happen.
But that would have been fucking crazy. Oh my God.
Dude, it would have been the greatest fucking Super Bowl.
The 0-16 Bowl. Oh my God.
What if one of them did go 0-16 in that Super Bowl?
Oh man.
The Joe Flacco experiment works if he's your backup quarterback. And this season, he's definitely earned his money.
You can't bring back Deshaun Watson at this point.
Look, at this point, he's been hurt more times than he's been playing in the NFL. You spent a lot of money. You have a guy who nobody wants there. He is a walking controversy.
Browns fans don't even want him there anymore.
He is literally the definition of a shit stain on the team.
I'm telling you, Week 1 next year, you got to name Joe Flacco your starting quarterback.
Until you find somebody who can be your long-term quarterback.
Yeah, or put somebody behind him, let him learn for a few years. Once Joe wants to go and retire, next man up, boom. But that team is stacked with talent, but I think we're now realizing just how bad Deshaun Watson is holding them back.
Yeah. Oh, we've been wanting him gone since we started doing this.
You remember we used to have like whole 20, 30-minute segments of the show dedicated to Deshaun Watson.
Now we got 20, 30-minute shows dedicated to Vince McMahon.
And before that, it was Aaron Rodgers, but...
Oh, fuck that piece of
here
shit.
We are. It's time for them to cut their losses and ditch the masseuse.
And it's time for us to move on to the next one. What is it?
Number 8, the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah.
This was a good team. This has, you know, been a good team.
They haven't been the same since they won the Super Bowl. Their defense hasn't been the greatest. But I'll tell you what. They fucking play. They have a really good player in, what's that fucking guy?
Puka Nacua.
Puka Nacua. What's the other guy? The one we took out his knee.
Tyler Higbee. And they also got Cooper Kupp. You can't deny Cooper Kupp.
Here's the thing, though. You rarely heard of Cooper during that Lions game.
Oh, yeah.
Cooper, when's the last time you heard something like, look at what Cooper Kupp did? Since that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That entire season, you were telling me, dude, this guy Cooper Kupp, man, he's so good.
But now this year, I'm telling you, dude, this guy Puka Nacua, he's got it. But it's...
Puka, that fucker right there. Ooh, that guy is good.
If you can figure out a way... Because Matthew Stafford's got the arm for it. He's got the talent for it. If you can just figure out a way to balance your passing game between Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, you will have one of, if not the best passing offense in the league.
Yeah.
Both of those guys are fantastic.
But Puka is a lot better.
Well, the other thing I want to bring up about Cooper Kupp, when he was at his high point, he had an injury this year. I think that's why you didn't hear much from him. But he led the league in receptions, he led the league in receiving yards, and he led the league in receiving touchdowns. He was the first wide receiver ever to be the number one in all three categories since Jerry Rice. And I don't think I've given you the Jerry Rice lecture yet. Jerry Rice is the greatest wide receiver to ever play in the game.
No, you've given me the lecture.
Yeah, and he's from Mississippi.
You've given me the lecture. Yeah.
So, if he can stay healthy, Cooper Kupp is your go-to guy, and he will be great. If he can't stay healthy, you still have Puka you can fall back onto, and Puka will do just as great.
I think Cooper's past his prime.
He might be at this point. He's been around for a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he's past his prime.
Yeah.
I think that Super Bowl, that was it. That's all he had to give. And it's the same thing that DC said, like, okay, I won a Super Bowl. What's the point in fighting for that little extra boost in, like, jumping just a little bit faster than everybody else to get to them and block them or whatever he does. Like, what's the point if he's already won one and he's done his, years in the NFL, he's gotten his money, I think he's done.
Yeah. We're hopeful for the Rams. At number 7, they really picked up steam late in the season. This is what we're giving them points for. And they proved that they can hang with the best of them. At number 7, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What do you think?
Didn't they just let go of Baker Mayfield?
No, but I think...
Or is that just a rumor and speculation?
Well, no, I think he only signed a 1-year deal this year.
Mm.
So he might be thinking about being a free agent, but at the same time, you got to sign him back.
I don't think that Baker Mayfield was the issue when he was with the Panthers, wasn't he with the Panthers last year?
He was with the
Yeah.
I think he was with two teams last year.
Panthers and then the Rams for like a day.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's not that bad. I think it was just the other teams. They don't know how to really play him because he wasn't doing half bad. He wasn't as challenging as Matthew Stafford, but he wasn't that bad.
He was good with the Browns. People forget he was good with the Browns and took them to an AFC championship game. But they had the opportunity to get Deshaun Watson, and they kicked Baker Mayfield to the curb.
And now...
Now look at how that's paying out for him.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I see the Buccaneers doing much in the future. I'm kind of hoping that this is not just a 1-year thing. This is just a fluke. But Baker Mayfield has got talent. And if they're willing to re-sign both Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans, I think they'll be decent.
At the very least, get another quarterback to replace Baker Mayfield after next year.
But the other, yeah.
Or at least to learn under him.
Yeah. At number 6, we have the Green Bay Packers, who is a very similar story to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They put things together late in the season. They started firing on all cylinders. They really impressed us against the 49ers, especially Jordan Love.
Not only that, but they proved they don't need Aaron Rodgers.
No, not anymore. So,
guess who got proven right? This guy. Weiss.
Apparently, they didn't need Aaron Rodgers or Davante Adams.
No, they could have used Davante.
They still could have used him, but, you know. So, yeah, I mean... They're rolling. They're rolling in next year. I think they're going to be...
They put up a decent fight against the Niners. Like, Niner fans were worried for a second there.
And Detroit needs to keep an eye on them for the North. I'm just saying.
We got those cheese lovers in the back.
I'm just saying. But, moving on to number 5, a very off-and-on team.
This is the one we came to blows with. Like, this is the one we spent a good amount of time because I think they should have been lower.
The Buffalo Bills are the same way as the Packers and the Buccaneers and the Texans. They came into stride late in the year, made the playoffs, did everything right, and then...
No, they're more like the Cowboys in which the fans are really hyping them, and they're doing pretty good in the normal season. We cannot deny that. But then they get to the playoffs, and they'll get all the way to the championship, and like always, they'll fucking choke.
They'll get all the way to the Chiefs, and then they choke.
That is true. They got to the Chiefs again, and
you can put that. You can tie that loss down to one guy, Tyler Bass. I'm just saying.
Get a new
kicker. Other than that, I think the Bills had a productive season. Moving on to number four, this is a team that I did not want to talk about, but we've got to. We're going to go ahead and get them out of the way.
It's Taylor's team.
Yeah. Taylor Swift's team.
Well, isn't
the Chiefs.
Well, isn't that the biggest like slap in the face that they're not known as the Chiefs? They're known as Taylor's team.
Well, nowadays they are.
Take a little victory where you can.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is what it is. You get your wins when you can, I guess. But look at the regular season in a bubble. The Chiefs
don't
disappointed.
Belong there. They don't belong
they
there.
You don't think they belong in the Super Bowl?
Mm-mm.
I can agree.
We might have lost to the 49ers, and we did lose to the 49ers in the regular season, but we beat the Chiefs. That's how we cemented that this was a good year for us, by beating the Super Bowl champions in the first fucking game of the season.
Hey, we beat the Super Bowl champions too. We beat them by a bigger margin than you guys. Just saying. Defensive touchdowns in 7 seconds on Christmas Day in their own stadium. I'm just saying.
We beat them when they were fresh.
Taylor was there when we beat him. Taylor wasn't there when y'all beat him.
We didn't have to suffer Taylor Swift.
Pluses and minuses.
We could go on all day.
But,
and it feels like we have.
But yeah, the Chiefs are here at number four. We're going to go ahead and move on anyway.
They don't belong.
They don't belong. Number three, the home of the NFL's most valuable player, Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Ravens, ladies and gentlemen.
If you want to talk about somebody who does not deserve to get paid what he's getting paid along with Jalen Hurts, it's Lamar Jackson. Because that game is just, how did you lose to the Chiefs? And people are going to say, oh, it's
fake. I didn't say he was a good player. I said he was a valuable.
No, he's not.
He's valuable. He's worth like $52 million.
Because they paid him.
They paid him $52 million.
Look, Josh McDaniels is worth $80 million. Because some Jimmy dumbfuck decided to give him a 4-year contract, and he only saw it for like, what, a year and a half? That doesn't mean he's actually good.
Well, the Baltimore Ravens are here. Look, you gotta think about it. They had a great regular season.
They did.
And we were really hyping on them in the playoffs. They lost in the AFC Championship game, and they let us have the Chiefs and the 49ers, which is the worst possible Super Bowl scenario we could have had this year. So here we are now.
And like their fans, we're moving on from this team.
We're going from the Ravens team, the team that let America down, to the Detroit Lions, who I said we would get back to America's team. This year, the Detroit Lions were America's team.
We did not let America down. America put too much hope on this team. I told you from the get-go, anything after the playoffs is a plus. Having a good season, that's the important thing about this season, having a good season.
That's like sending a 12-year-old kid to a strip club with a box of condoms and tell him, have anyone you want. And he didn't know what to do, so he just went in the bathroom and cried. And so the Detroit Lions went in the bathroom and cried, and they choked the game against the 49ers. But
Father McCaffrey did a lot of unspeakable things to our defense.
Oh, he sure did.
And our offense. And but everybody.
But look, you guys have a lot to be proud of. I mean, I'm full-heartedly giving you guys the number two spot in the league, period.
The playoffs were never in our plans. We were never supposed to make it to the playoffs. We were supposed to have a good season.
You're never supposed to win a game in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Never supposed to make it to the NFC Championship game.
Exactly.
But you did all that.
We sold out our stadium multiple times this year.
That's a first for y'all, isn't it?
We beat our former quarterback.
That's a win. In the playoffs.
this year.
You beat the Super Bowl champions of last year.
Fresh. With no Taylor. So it was all action, no Taylor.
All action, no Taylor.
We're never going to move on from that, are we?
No, we're not.
All right, let's go to number one. The one who fucked us all.
No. The number one team. Our last hope. The final line of defense. We're talking Brock Purdy. We're talking Christian McCaffrey. We're talking Deebo Samuel.
No, we're not. We're only talking about Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel. Those two, they can go to the Super Bowl any time of the fucking year. Well, any time, every other fucking season. They should have let us have our moment. That's all I'm saying. Like, there's no reason why they needed to humiliate us like the way they did.
They went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago. You had your chance. Guess who your quarterback was? Jimmy Garoppolo. And here we are now.
With Brock Purdy.
Yep. I don't know. You got to give credit to Brock Purdy. He's a guy. No, he's that guy.
I'll tell you why I don't give him credit. Because if you see that in a game, you see what Christian McCaffrey did. You see what that offense, that defense did. Brock Purdy throws the ball. That's it. Everyone else does all the work.
That's all he needs to do.
That's why I'm saying he's
from Mr. Irrelevant to being in the Super Bowl.
And don't forget, he only makes $700,000 this year.
$800,000.
$800,000. Yeah, like it fucking matters.
Apparently, he can't afford to buy Christmas gifts for everybody, but I digress. Anyway. How much,
what are you buying that you can't afford?
Well, he lives in California, so you know it's expensive over there. His rent is probably as much as our car's
value. Worth.
Yeah. Actually, your car is probably valued at like $5,000, so.
I did buy mine for $5,000. But you know what? I bought it with my own money.
But, yeah, the 49ers have to be here. They had a great season. We would always try to avoid putting them over as the best team in the league, but.
No. I did. You
did. You did.
I have to die. I now have to eat my own fucking words.
Okay, this is where you eat crow.
Yeah. The 49ers are the best team in the NFL. Yay.
It took beating you.
Humiliating us.
Humiliating you. In the-
it wasn't a beating. It was just a massacre. There was kids crying.
Please. Stop it. He's already dead.
Yes, Dad. We were already dead on arrival. Look, if they don't win, if they somehow fuck it up, then you're telling the world that this is fucking rigged because there's no fucking way that Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuels and that offense and that defense ain't gonna crush Taylor's team. And if they win, and this is the rumor and you talked about it.
The Chiefs are such an incomplete team. Their defense is not good at all. This offense, the 49ers offense, should be able to walk all over them.
Our defense was better than the Chiefs' defense.
Much better.
And we got annihilated. Imagine what that fucking defense is going to do against Christian McCaffrey. Because you know what? Christian McCaffrey, you know how much it took us to take down Christian McCaffrey? Five fucking guys. That's how much it took to take him down. And he didn't even fall down. He just stopped.
And I will say, your guys' offense is much better than the Chiefs' offense right now.
Yep. And we got humiliated.
Their defense stood y'all up.
Yes.
So.
We stood no chance.
And your receivers actually have hands. Yeah. So that's another thing.
Yeah, our receivers aren't shaking it off into a blank space.
Oh, have you heard the stuff about Kadarius Townley? Whatever his name is?
No.
Well, he's a Chiefs wide receiver. And apparently he was ruled out. For this last game, I don't know what's going on, but he was ruled out.
I know. I know what's going on. I read that.
You know what's going on?
Okay, so he was ruled out that he was injured, and then he went on social media and he dumbed himself by saying, I'm actually healthy. But do you know why they told the media that he's injured?
Why?
They don't want him there.
Because he can't catch.
Exactly. They're giving him the easy way out. And the boy dumbed himself out of position.
There was something he said. I want to say it was today. Might have been yesterday or the day before.
Oh, who cares?
But he was on an interview and somebody asked him a question along the lines of, you know, like, how good do you think he would be? And da 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 da. And he said, great if they would give me the ball.
What hands?
They could hand it to you. Patrick Mahomes could walk down the field and hand it to you, and you would still fucking drop it. That's how bad you were. You probably...
They could super glue the football to his hand. He'd find a way.
I just want to point out this stat real quick. The Chiefs lead the league this year by a long shot in dropped passes with 28, I believe. Travis Kelce had 15 of those.
Well, that takes your theory out. It's not him.
It's not him.
Look, I think runner-up for draw passes has got to be the Lions after that fucking game against the 49ers we couldn't catch.
Amon-Ra St. Brown had 16.
Oh! I wish he would have been. Most of them came from that fucking game.
Oh, probably.
Well, to be fair, he's still young. He's still...
Well, you know, he doesn't have a celebrity singer as his girlfriend, so, you know.
Not yet. What's Rihanna doing?
Well, probably having somebody else's baby. But anyway...
Or smelling her crutch.
All right, we're not getting into a
Look,
Rihanna.
Anyway, we've been dragging on for so long. I got to edit this motherfucker. This has been our year 2023 to 2024 NFL season review. You got any last words?
Are you excited for Usher in the Super Bowl halftime show?
I don't think I've ever heard of an Usher song in my life.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Waterboy Experience, and peace.
I didn't get to say my line. I always say my line. God damn it.
Second and goal just outside the 10. Barr jumps it in, and it's one.